continuing our introduction to the halachas of shiurim. So we mentioned that the idea that the shiurim should be portable is the idea which the Chazon Ish mentions. He says he found this in the Gaonim. The Gaonim said this. The Tshuva Gaonim says this idea. We also mentioned, what do we do when we have a conflict between the two? What do we do? So the Gemara in Psakim and Daf Kuftes, the Gemara generates this conflict for us. The Gemara gives us a calculation how to figure out a revius based on measurements of length. You know, making a cube which is a certain length of amount of fingers this way and that way, 2 fingers by 2 fingers, etc. The Gemara gives us a calculation, and that calculation we know is the calculation of how you calculate. The Gemara says it's based on the calculation of how you make the size of a mikvah. We also know the size of a mikvah is 40 saw, which is a measurement of volume. So we have both a measurement of length and a measurement of volume. We both have these calculations. The Gemara ties the two together. After looking at that calculation, so one of the Rishonim already, the Tashbats, later on, the one who is, it's known by his name is the Rebbe of Yehuda, in his Pirush on the Gemara in Psachim and the Tzlat, and the Gemara in Psachim raised the question that these two do not fit. So now we have a problem that based on the calculation of eggs, which we know the relationship of eggs to a saw, that's a clear amount that's given in the Gemara. We know that relationship. Based on the displacement of eggs, we would have a certain size of a revius. Revius, based on this calculation, is 1.5 eggs. And based on the measurement, it would be twice that size. So he came to the conclusion must be our eggs and not the right size. Now, we said that everything is portable. Whatever eggs you use is good enough. So the Chazon Ish himself addresses this question. He says that is true, but we have a choice between the two. Since the measurement of an amma and a tefach, and these measurements are mentioned in the Torah, we're going to give precedent to them. The Tashbats, the Rishon who raises the question, says it's a question. And if you're dealing with a deraisa, a question of a deraisa, you must be machmir. Mr. Brewer follows the approach of the Tashbats and says, we're dealing with mitzvahs of the Torah, you have to be machmir. We're dealing with mitzvahs the rabbanon, you can be mekel. So we're going to have to decide what are mitzvahs the rice and what are mitzvahs the rabbanon to decide what size shear we're going to calculate. We have not discussed the kezias yet. Kezias, there's no clear gemara which ties the kezias, the size of a kezias, to that of anything else. It's not tied in anywhere clearly in the gemara. The reason there are ways to calculate it, but a kebeya and a revius, these are clearly locked in measurements. And locked in both by the size of eggs and both by the measurements of length, making cubes, etc., those type of things. So we're going to have to be machmir. Mishnah Berurah says, by mitzvah d'oraisa, we're going to have to be machmir. You're dealing with the question of a revius, you're going to have to be machmir when it's a mitzvah d'oraisa, and when it's a mitzvah d'rabbanan, you're going to be mekel. We're going to get to Mishnah, but tomorrow we'll talk about the relationship of a kezias to this as well.